This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out, see who it is that we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we are doing, Luke 19:10, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now is the time to book us, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We're out in about a 3-month window, just for the record. If you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media. Go to the media, social media platform on the right there, right under the scroll. Look to the right. You'll check out radio links as well as social media links. Join us on either one and join us on Top Chat. If you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, we're on the same front page as we always are, 6 days a week. That is beforeitsnews.com. Check us out on the social media platform. Click onto it and join us on Top Chat. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, just for the record, on one social media platform, we had one lady say it is only at 100 people, 100 viewers right now. Well, give it a little time, but I want to let you know that they just put us on another 90-day restriction. For why, you might ask? Don't know. Absolutely no reason given as to why they are restricting our content, once again, outside of the obvious, friends. What the big tech companies are doing is illegal. It's a violation of the First Amendment. They're using Section 230 to basically go after their political opposition. They want people like me to shut my mouth concerning what they're guilty of. Folks, these people are trying to create a new world without God. And it's not a world that anybody's going to want to live in if it gets to that point. Remember what the Lord said, if you forget me, I'll turn that nation into hell, in Psalm 9:16-17. And these people want to go ahead and dare the justice of God once again. They want to test their own little, you know, wooden swords and see how they can fare this time around in warring against the God of heaven. He is the Almighty, and I want to tell you why he's the Almighty. Because he doesn't play. God is a good judge, friends, and don't ever forget that first and foremost. And what makes him a good judge is the fact that he is a good judge. Good. The word good. And because he's a good God, he does not overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. Again, just for the record. Again, friends, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking about some important topics because we see that the new administration is gearing up, just like the last one that preceded this administration, like the one before that, that preceded that administration, like the one that preceded that administration. They've all slowly been warring against and incrementally changing chipping away at the Second Amendment rights. And as I said yesterday, it's absolutely amazing to me how it's the objective of those in, well, said representative positions in incumbency in government. It's interesting to note, friends, it seems that their objective is to go ahead and tear down our God-given rights and reestablishing a global order. And again, nobody can deny what I'm telling you right now. Even the bad guys are telling you. They got masks up. Well, they're trying to force masks on you, America. And here we are. Read Jeremiah 11:9. You'll understand perfectly. The Second Amendment, okay? Forefathers face off with modern-day politicians. Listen, folks, the presupposition is that God is, and I want everybody to understand that the state is divinely ordained by God. The state authority is limited. They're operating outside of that limited authority, friends. It leads to patriotism, results in a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And it's based off of creation, okay? A pagan's view of government, which most people have that are listening to me right now or watching me right now, for some reason or another, they have been led to believe that the state is divine, not true. That state authority is unlimited, that is not true. It leads to state worship. This is what we're seeing on so many levels across the United States of America. Most people don't realize that we're ruled by law, not by our favorite politicians. And having a pagan view of government, it leads to tyranny, and it's based off of, guess what, friends? Evolution. Evolution. Let me say that again. So the biblical view of government is divinely ordained, which it is, okay? On the state of Minnesota, you see Moses and the Ten Commandments. You see Moses awaiting the divine commands from God behind the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota. State authority is absolutely limited. Most people in this country believe that the government can do whatever it wants to do. Keep in mind, they work for you. You do not work for them. A biblical view of government leads to patriotism, the rule of law, which is an oxymoron to those that don't understand true liberty. But the fact of the matter is, Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, he was one of the founders along with John Locke and William Blackstone that laid down our foundations upon English common law. He's the one that said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And that results in a republic. Again, ruled by law. If we obey natural law, what happens? We remain a free people. And it is based on creation. Having a pagan view of government, again, it is the state, for some reason or another, in the eyes of carnal men, reprobate men, is divine. A pagan view of government is state's authority is unlimited. Again, not true. Pagan view of government, once again, leads to state worship. This is where people put their favorite politicians in the place of the lawgiver, number one, and the laws that have been established, number two. Okay? And a pagan view leads to tyranny. It results in tyranny. Okay? And this is what we're seeing because it's all based off of evolution. And guess what's been... what's been inundated upon the up-and-coming generations in public schools since 1968 is that of evolution. And America didn't take the time to understand that dictators teach evolution because they want to be God in the place of God, like Satan himself did in Isaiah 14. Read it when you get a moment. They all do the same thing, friends. They all have the same father, so therefore there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:4. Okay, so again, that's all we have to do is look at history and understand what dictators taught. That's why they're always persecuting the church. Look to China. Look to Russia, friends. What are they persecuting? They're persecuting the churches because they don't want anybody telling them what the deal is. They want to play God in the face of the people, and because of the ignorance and submission of these people in these prospective countries, they've given these individuals the right to rule over their lives, and that, again, is the definition of tyranny. We're going to come right back, friends. We're going to get to the Second Amendment. Forefathers face off with the modern day politicians. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, here it is. I just highlighted this just a little bit yesterday coming from the mainstream media, namely The Hill. The headline goes, Gun Sales on the Rise Amid Pandemic Uncertainty. I wanted to say something about that really quick. Have you ever noticed throughout the commercials, in every single commercial without fail, is constantly promoting what? Fear? Of the virus to drive you to their resolve called the vaccination. Have you heard during any of these breaks any question concerning the safety issues with vaccinations or the people that are dying because of the vaccinations or the 400 adverse side effects concerning the vaccinations? Has anybody heard it? Because I haven't heard it yet. That should scare you, Americans. That should scare you right there. But let's get back to this. Gun sales on the rise amid pandemic uncertainty. Biden vows for gun reform. For those that did not know, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, 26 governors in the United States of America, a majority of them being the good guys, sold to you under the Republican Party, unconstitutional though it is, they signed off on 55 new gun legislation policies, not laws, because the Second Amendment says right here, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That That's the law. They have to create policy, keep people ignorant of the law. Policies, might I add, that undermine the Constitution. And again, keep in mind, laws do not follow policies. Policies follow the law. Okay? 55 new legislative acts, unconstitutional, where the past administration signed off, 26 governors throughout the United States of America, a majority of them being sold to you as the good guys, the Republicans, are the ones that further strip the American people of the right to bear arms. If you remember right, yesterday I had shared with you concerning the Bill of Rights, friends. The Bill of Rights are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people in the this country. So how is it that they are passing all these policies? Isn't it amazing how they have time to pass policies which further the agenda of the global order? But if it's actually there concerning the law, to uphold the law against crime, that's as rare as hen's teeth, is it not, friends? Again, this is how backwards the American people have become to actually believe that those people know better than we do, even when they're operating in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution. And again, this has been going on for a long time in this country, friends. Here's the article from The Hill. Gun sales are on the rise across the United States, with some experts predicting that gun reform policies championed by the Biden administration, as well as the continuing uncertainty around the pandemic, will keep gun sales high in 2021. A record number of background checks were performed in the past year. And according to data released by the FBI, you know, you got to trust those guys, right? Reaching over 39.6 million background checks for firearms in 2020 alone. What's the voice of the American people, friends? They're arming themselves. Why? Is it because they trust the government? Is it because they believe what's going on here? Well, let me finish this. And while there's no official data on exactly how many guns are sold in the U.S., background checks serve as a good proxy, according to Adam Winkler, author of the book Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. Folks, listen to what his headline stated. The battle over the right to bear arms in America. Exactly. We have rights, not privileges. We have God-given rights, not privileges. Experts attribute the demand to fear and uncertainty that was sparked by the coronavirus pandemic, protests over racial injustice from last summer and the 2020 presidential election. The pandemic gripped the U.S. in March, leading businesses, small and large, to shut down and leaving millions of people unemployed. Well, truth be told, that's exactly right. And let me ask you a question. Who shut down those businesses? Don't blame the politicians for what you allowed them to do. No. Take responsibility, because you lawfully never had to shut down your business. Oh, Bradley, what do you know? Are you kidding me to ask me that question? I'm the guy that's out in churches right now preaching out against tyranny. You know, I'm the guy that never shut down. I'm the guy that never shut up, and you're asking me the question, perhaps, as to, what do you know, Bradley? Well, I know tyranny when I see it, because I've taken the time to understand what tyrants look like and how they act by studying history, and therefore, by knowing that, I have a just balance in predicting the future. We're not, again, called to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution, and it's exactly what they're doing right now. And you know what? You don't even really need to understand or know the Constitution to understand in your conscience that something's seriously wrong. And yes, you're right. They don't have the right to shut down anybody's business. Yes, you're right. They don't have any business telling anybody to shut down their church. And yes, you are right. They have no business telling you or me that we have to wear a mask or take a vaccination. Absolutely nowhere in the U.S. Constitution at all. Hey, folks, the law of the land is found in Article 6, Section 2. It's called the Supremacy Clause. And not a one of these individuals that has assailed businesses, that has assailed churches, that has assailed individuals on a personal basis, not a one of them can prove the point that they have the constitutional authority in doing what they did. I've shared with you so many times, friends, that we've had how many federal judges stand up and educate the people? How many state Supreme Courts have stood up and educated the people? Yet the people still submit to the unconstitutionality, all the while knowing that the said representative is violating the law. They submit to that rather than the U.S. Constitution. You know why? Because they don't want to stir the pot. You know, they love their freedom so much, they're willing to go ahead and let someone else sacrifice for their freedoms like they have. You don't deserve your freedoms. You don't deserve your freedoms. Okay, so as I shared with you yesterday, friends, how is it that when we look at the modern day politician over the last how many decades in this country, they have been warring, actually since its inception, they have been warring against the U.S. Constitution. I want to tell you what's going on. They're trying to create a world without God. That's what they're doing. They're trying to create a world without God. Read Micah 3:5. They want to create war against God. That's why the United States government, friends, for decades in this country has been lowering the law over and over and over again. And what have they been doing? They've been putting man's law in its place, the Talmud. And we're going to talk more about this tomorrow. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to have a White House correspondent with us on the radio that gets this information directly from the White House. And we're going to share it with you tomorrow in 134 cities and in 53 countries. Folks, they want to create a world without God. This is how sick in their minds they are. And if it wasn't true, why is it that they advocate what God clearly condemns? And folks, what is your last stand? The right to bear arms is a mercy of God to right the wrongs. That was the reason that our forefathers gave us the right to bear arms, right? How do you control a people? You disarm them. 1 Samuel 13:22. Read it when you get a moment. How do you protect that which is yours? Well, look in the New Testament, Luke 11:21 and 22. It tells you exactly how. Common sense comes into play. If you want to rule a people, you have to disarm them. If you want to ensure the rights that government has been given for, and that's the purpose of government in America, then you enforce the laws against the bad guys, not the good guys. But what have the American people taken on? Well, they've taken on that the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, hand in glove, when a crime is committed, they go after what? The guns. And then when they go after the guns, do they go after the one that made the choice to commit the crime? Or do they make the choice to go after the one that didn't have anything to do with it, that's in favor of upholding the law, namely the law abiders? The mainstream media and corrupt politicians blame the good guys for the crimes of the bad guys. And it's interesting, friends, these are the same people that are constantly creating legislation, they call it. It's illegal, okay? Make distinction. It's illegal. But they're the ones creating policies to further strip the American people away of their God-given rights. Well, they are what? Encamped by armed security. I mean, 2 and 2, friends, equals 4. Samuel Adams of Massachusetts ratifying convention said in 1788, listen carefully, the Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceably, you know, peace officers enforce the law, right? Who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Samuel Adams. Here, let me say that again. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. The Sons of Liberty, Samuel Adams said in 1788. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell thinks it's time to get schools reopened.
Despite heroic efforts from students, parents, and teachers, so-called remote learning has proven a poor substitute for the real thing.
The Kentucky Republicans saying the real reason schools are closed is because of teachers' unions.
In places across America where public education depends on the whims of a powerful public sector union, the best interests of children have often come dead last.
One dose of the AstraZeneca Oxford immunization can lower COVID-19 transition by nearly 67%. New data released on Tuesday shows the inoculation can aid in preventing the spread, not just protecting from getting ill. The vaccine has yet to be approved for use in the United States. USA Radio News.
Keeping an eye on China, USA Radio News Tim Berg gives us an update.
Recent confrontational action by China toward regional rivals Taiwan and India are examples of the communist regime in Beijing challenging new American President Joe Biden. That's according to China expert Gordon Chang. Chang, author of the book The Coming Collapse of China, also tells Fox News,
"Well, Biden right now, you know, the Chinese are testing him, but they don't really have to lift a finger to do this because he's giving them everything that they want. You know, we have seen this, for instance, with joining the Paris Accord, rejoining the World Health Organization, his January 26 memorandum on xenophobic attacks, which he blamed President Trump for xenophobia in the United States. The list goes on, and we've really got to be concerned because China is looking right now and thinking it's going to get everything."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in and, you know, you want to give me a thumbs down for telling you the truth, I guess you can do that. You're a fool for your pains, but you can go ahead and give us a call and set us straight. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Dale calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, how you doing today, Bradley?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Dale.
Hey, just calling in to, you know, the points you're making are excellent on all of our rights under the Constitution because they're given to us by our Creator. That's why they're trying to tear down faith and get rid of God, because then the government can become the arbiter or the deliverer of our rights. And
that's right.
God.
That's right. That's right. And nothing new under the sun. It's exactly what Satan did in Isaiah 14. He wanted to ascend above God's throne, and the Lord took it so far. He just allowed him to do his own thing. And as they say, give him enough rope and he'll hang himself. And it's exactly what he did. But if people want to dare the justice of God and remain ignorant and be destroyed in the process, Hosea 4:6, well, that's their prerogative. You know, the fact of the matter is what we want to do is give them the options of knowing knowing the truth, but most people don't want to actually deal with it. As a matter of fact, Dale, I'm looking at Top Chat right now on social media platforms, and someone is talking about how bad the Democrats are. And then she came behind in her ignorance, and she said, well, God will take care of them. And I put the question to her. I said, well, what's the purpose of the church? You know, we've heard Edmund Burke say that. Yes.
Yeah, that's what everybody's seeming to forget right now, because judgment does not begin on unbelievers. It begins in the house of the Lord. And people today are not following God. They're following frivolous fairy tales and lies and stories to touch itching ears. They are not listening to the truth. The true gospel is right. Rarely preached today in the church anywhere.
That's right. And the point that I was going to make was what Edmund Burke said, evil prevails because good men do nothing. The fact of the matter is that's just not true. Though I respect Edmund Burke, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Well, good men don't allow evil to prevail. So therefore, they're not good. And when we look at Deuteronomy 8:11, you know, I mean, put that up against Scripture, friends. The bottom line is we are in the position that we're in today is because the American people, which, by the way, Dale, 86% of the people in this country profess to be Christians. And if we're truly a Christian nation, we wouldn't see the issues. We wouldn't have this evil around us in such a fashion. We would have dealt with it a long time ago. And
well, the problem is Christians today, they either don't vote at all or they separate their politics from their Christianity, which you cannot do.
That's right. But let me ask you something.
They vote to the side that their whole family has always voted for. They don't vote their moral conscience or the way they should. And we've gone down the same road Israel did at the height of their prosperity and power and standing in the world. They started turning to other gods, and they started playing spiritual whoredom. And this is what happens right here.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I got a question for you. You had just said something. I think I lost my train of thought. You had just made a point there, Dale. And I can't do this on live radio, right? But you just made a point here about basically, you know, what's going on in this country. And if I remember it, listen, Dale, I'll call you back, okay, my friend? I totally appreciate your phone call. I got West, that's my bad. Whoa. I don't know that I've done that before, but I just did it, man. I crawled out onto that branch. And I cut it off, didn't I? And I fell right into it. Sorry about that, guys. I got Wes calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, Bradley. And just a little tip, you might want to cut that branch off, you know, in front of you, not behind you. So.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I did wrong. Thanks, okay. Wes. I appreciate that.
Well, wait. I got a question for you or a comment for you about your previous segment.
Okay.
I recently purchased a firearm and had it transferred to a local FFL dealer and went to pick it up. I got a phone call, hey, your firearm's here. And, of course, you go through the NICS check, which is, in my opinion, unconstitutional. But
It is.
And I was denied. I was not able. And I had already paid for it, but they said, well, the FBI's chosen not to allow you to purchase this firearm. I said, well, what's the reason? Well, we can't tell you that. So how am I going to resolve this issue? Well, you have to wait for a letter to arrive through the Postal Service from the FBI. They won't call you. They won't send you an email.
Yep.
It's only through the Postal Service.
Yep.
They're required to send that within, I believe it's a 30-day time frame, if not a 10. It might be a 10-day here in Indiana. But you know what? I never heard from the FBI. And they won't pick up the phone. And you can't get through to them, and it's very frustrating. I own several firearms already and have a license, which I shouldn't have to have. But, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I don't understand what's going on with that. So if you have any comments, I'd be interested in hearing.
Yeah, well, let me say what I would say if I was standing in front of someone that was going to sell me a firearm, because I've never, ever had that happen to me. But I'd be asking questions, too. And here's the deal. You just said, I believe it's unconstitutional. Can you tell me in the Bill of Rights where the federal government has a right to come in and put a cross-check on you? And, of course, that's used for crime and come in and basically cross-check everything about your life, and then when they say no to you, they don't give you an answer for that neither. Now, this is becoming so un-American when it comes to constitutional government. It's I don't like to use the word scary because I'm not really afraid of it, but I definitely would say that it should put a chill up your spine as to what's going on here, because you have a government now acting in such a fashion that they don't even, they've forgotten that they work for you, and no longer do they feel that they need to respond to their employers. Okay, when we've gotten that far, we're not dealing with American government once again. We're dealing with something that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. And again, this has been going on for a long time, Wes. But I would strongly suggest, if you haven't heard from the FBI, I would call a local gun store. A lot of those guys are really smart guys when it comes to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They really are. As a matter of fact, I don't know that I've ran in or run into any of them that didn't know what they were talking about. And I would cross-check with a couple of those guys, and if that doesn't work, then I would probably go up the ladder and find out from the FBI directly as to why did you not give me a response when I asked for one. Because that is just, that's un-Americanism, my friend. It really is. And there's no reason why they shouldn't have given you the answer. And they don't answer to anybody but themselves. That's insane.
That'll be my next step, because there's FBI headquarters about 3 miles from me. So
do it. Do it, Wes.
I will do that. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Yeah, let us know how it turns out, would you please? Because I always like giving people the good news, but it only happens with those that actually practice what they preach. So I suspect that if you're going to go to the FBI and ask them the question and you get your answers, I would love to tell the people, remember Wes from Indiana? Well, he went to the FBI, and this is what they told him. So hopefully we're going to get some good news.
I'll follow up with you.
Perfect. I appreciate it, Wes.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Now, folks, let's get back over to this again, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Forefathers face off with modern politicians. Now, look at what our forefathers established. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable, law-abiders, citizens, from keeping their own arms. Well, what's in play today? The modern-day politician, he's what? He's doing his best to transgress the Constitution. Rather than uphold the Constitution to ensure our God-given rights, they are working on the behest of what? Special interest groups and warring against your Constitution to disarm you. That would be considered an enemy, friends, of the state right there. I just wanted to put that flag up there for you in case you didn't see it. William Pitt, the younger, he said in a speech in the House of Commons, November 18th, 1783, he said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Do you remember when I told you that the 55 new legislative, unconstitutional, illegal though they are, the unconstitutional legislative acts concerning the 55 new gun legislative acts under Donald Trump under his first 500 days of his administration. Did I forget to tell you, friends, that it was based off of what? Necessity? Emergency? Right? Right? Remember what happened in Florida, which, by the way, they had to, big tech companies had to come in and strike all the information, the videos, and the interviews concerning what really happened at that school that day? You remember how the kids were, their videos were being expunged and eyewitnesses were being silenced? Do you remember that? And I'm talking about that school in Florida 5 years ago. Okay? Remember they had to get rid of all of the evidence, but what did they push into play? We need to have more gun control, more gun control. And do you remember right? Donald Trump said, take the guns first, due process second. You guys all remember that? Yep, I remember that too. That sounds like a guy that's pro-Second Amendment. I guess apparently that's how you make America great again. Not. But what was it that they used? Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves, said William Pitt, November 18th, 1783. Instead of arming the teachers to prevent school shootings, what do? Americans allow their politicians to go ahead and put up gun-free zones, and guess who knows where the gun-free zones are? Those that want to commit the act of mass murder. Common sense comes into play. Who should be held responsible for those gun-free zones? Those that illegally legislated to put that into play in the first place concerning gun-free zones. They should be held accountable, every single one of them, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, keep in mind, these politicians, they have armed security details. They have armed guards all around them. But they want to make sure that your kids are made an open prey to the next kid that walks wants to walk into a public school and shoot it up. And let's call it for what it is, because that's exactly what's happened over and over and over again. Shame on the parents for sending their kids there in the first place. For serious. January 30th, 1787, Thomas Jefferson said, letter to James Madison, the fourth president, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. Okay? When you look to the anti-gunner corrupt politicians and their methods, one must ask, where did they derive, again, their delegated authority to encroach upon the God-given rights of the American people? And again, friends, again, I can't find it. Why? Because it's not there. It's not there, Hosea 4:6. Folks, we're going to come right back, and I am going to show you who the militia is. I'm going to show you how the modern-day politician is warring against their forefathers, and vice versa. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about right now forefathers facing off with the modern politicians. Folks, the law is on our side. Modern politicians don't have the law on their side. They just have the lying, useful idiots in the mainstream media. As they steal away our tax dollars to strip us of our God-given rights in every given scenario. One thing that the American people can never say is that they didn't know. Because we are doing this to ourselves if it comes to this, friends, for real, on so many different fronts. I want people to understand when I'm talking about corrupt politicians in this country, you need to understand that they are extorted men. They are compromised men. They have the heart of Judas. And at the end of the day, they are going to be sons and daughters of perdition. Rest assured. They sell out the truth with a kiss as they continuously play up to the American people, as they continuously lie and deceive the people. And it's the people's fault for receiving the fruit of these people and eating the fruit and drinking the Kool-Aid that they fill up your cups with every day. Folks, these corrupt politicians are not the type you can help or rehabilitate. No, the law applies to them too. They are the type that you must lawfully remove or you will lose your God-given rights. Don't ever forget that I've told you that for 17 years. Article 2, Section 4 is the resolve, okay? What's happening is we're seeing the new administration begin to attack right off the bat. What is he at, 38? Unlawful, unconstitutional executive orders. Sounds pre-planned to me, doesn't it, friends? Oh, you know it is. One responsible for committing the act of treason, and America knows it, and the world knows it, and yet he sits there. And the American people give him a pass. What do you suppose the fruit of his administration is going to be, friends? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what Thomas Jefferson warned us of. If we didn't enforce the law, this is what it was going to come to. Okay? Because you must fight for your God-given rights. Read Deuteronomy 1:8 and James 2:14 through 26 when you get a moment. Because there is a difference between a free people and an enslaved people. There are no in-betweenites. Okay? Luke 11:2, read it when you get a moment. Let me go back to some of our founding forefathers and what they said about ownership. George Mason said to William Keith, the debates in the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution on Flag Day, June 14, 1788, he said to disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. There you have it. I could stop right there. To disarm the people is the most effective way to enslave them. That's why they're trying to disarm you, America. Should we play the fool? Because you know that's what this is about. You know that's exactly what this is about. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. You are the militia. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We don't need some injustice in the Supreme Court misconstruing the plain meaning of the Second Amendment. For example, who is the militia? Well, George Mason asked the question with the answer. I asked, who are the militia? He said, they consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. Yet public officers didn't want them armed because they wanted absolute rule over them. Just like what you're seeing today. James Madison, First Annals of Congress, 434, that's the page, June 8, 1789. He said, the right of the people, this is the father of our Constitution, by the way. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall not be violated, okay, or misconstrued. A well-regulated militia composed of what? Of the body of the people trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Isn't it interesting that the modern-day politician is trying to convince the up-and-comings and the American people that to actually bear arms somehow or another has the tinge of an outlaw to actually do so, when in fact the opposite is true? In other words, if you own a gun, they want to make you feel like you better not do anything with that gun. Hey, folks, now that, I mean, some of the things that the courts have done concerning those that have defended themselves against those that mean to bring harm to their family and friends. Hey, folks, you live in a society today where more compassion and mercy, if you want to call it that, redefined, by the way, more mercy and compassion on the criminals rather than the victims. That's how upside down the minds of the people have become in this country. So who's the militia? It's composed of the body of the people, said the father of the Constitution. Henry Richard Henry Lee said, federal farmer number 18, January 25th, 1788, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves. How come you're never hearing this through the mainstream media? Because they want to rewrite history through the revisionists. You know, it's interesting, friends. If you ever get time, get a dictionary, a Webster's 1828, and then study out some of your forefathers. Because you're going to need that dictionary to understand these guys. In many cases, they never finished schools. But I'm telling you what, folks, you want to talk about giant intellectual people? Oh, my goodness. We're going to do a show on that, as a matter of fact. They were smart, really smart. You know, these guys today that we see as politicians in America, you know, they want to talk about their accreditations and where they went to school and where they graduated, and they want you to see all of their accolades. That's why they take pictures of them, you know, all their accolades and trophies behind them and their awards and their ribbons. You know what, folks, they can be smart as all can be, but the fact of the matter is they're good for nothing. And I want to tell you why they're good for nothing, because they don't know how to tell the truth. That's why. That's why they're good for nothing. And the enemies that are using them, namely special interest groups, they know they're good for nothing. That's exactly why they're the first people to be lined up and shot after a totalitarian government takes over. That's the history of these fools. Somebody tell them they're being set up, as they think they're setting us up, which they are in fact. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves, and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Time magazine has articles, friends, all the way up until the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, of kids bringing their shotguns to school. We do a whole new show on that as well. Now, if you do it, man, the FBI's called in. There's a lockdown. The kid goes to jail just for simply doing what we have the right to do in this country. Oh, how times have changed. Folks, it's time to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. This new thing isn't working out for us at all. Because the more we follow the new Americans, not me, but the more the American people follow the new thing, the further away you get from God. The best place to be is to put your feet upon the rock, not onto some slippery slope or sandy path, friends, that leads to hell. Listen to Rep. Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts. He said, First Annals of Congress, page 750, August 17, 1789, telling you who the militia is. He said, "What, sir, is the use of a militia? What's the use of the militia? Our forefathers wanted us to know. It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty." He said, "Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Who attacks the militia in the United States of America more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media? Nobody does." Do I need to repeat that? Because that's where we're at today. George Washington, first annual address to both House of Congress, January 8, 1790. A free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, Virginia Constitution, Draft 1, 1776. No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson again said December 20th, 1787, "What country can preserve its liberties if those representatives are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance?" Thomas Jefferson said to the American people, the third president of the United States and also a founding forefather, he said, "Let the people take arms. Let the people take arms." Oh, no, you're a rebel now. You're an enemy of the state if you believe that. Well, tell that to 330 million people And out of that population, you need to understand that there's 393.3 million guns in their hands. And there's a reason for that. Oh, folks, I get to spend 3 hours just on this topic alone. I just shared this on social media platforms. Check out the articles and share them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.